I have some news that I'm wonderfully ready to share with you guys. When I got up this morning, I never knew what a thing God could do in one person's life in one day, but I'm here to tell you that I went this morning and witnessed my brother be baptized in Jayton, Texas. It's a long story, and I'll try to shorten it as much as I can. You young guys, I want y'all to listen close, okay? My brother has been an alcoholic and addicted to drugs for a long, long time. And he's been lost for a long, long time. And we've prayed for him. This church has prayed for him. I can look out at the faces of the people that have prayed for my brother that don't even really know him. But it's the witness that God is faithful and he hears our prayers. He went to a funeral this weekend of a good friend of his that died of cancer. And my brother's not in the best of health. He's drank and he's abused his body to the point to where he's not in good health either. But he ran into a guy. He didn't run into a guy. It was a God divine appointment. This man knew Ed Neal years ago. Hadn't seen him since 1988. It's been a long time. But Ed Neal was on his heart, and he knew this funeral was coming up, and he said he went to see my brother, that God was telling him that there was a person he needed to see, and the closer he got there, he knew that that's who he needed to see. I got a call at 9:05 this morning from this man. Really, it was from the preacher in Jayton. His name's Nate, and he said, "There's a man here that you need to talk to." And this man starts talking to me. I don't know him from Adam. He said, you know, "I used to come to your dad's arena." And I didn't know him. But he said that he had visited with my brother at the funeral, followed him from one place to another after the funeral to because he knew he was supposed to talk to him. After the service was over, it was one of those funerals where a lot of times the family requests that no one go to the graveside, so he didn't go to the graveside. They were in the parking lot, and it was a man that had rodeoed for years, the man that died. And some of the people had congregated over here, and they were opened a bottle of wine and were drinking in the parking lot of the church. And Eddie Roberts, this man, grabbed him, and they went and talked two cars away. And in front of people that he knew that would be peers to him years ago, my brother bowed his head and he asked the Lord into his life. And he asked the Lord to help him because he needed help and he knew he needed God. I'm sitting there in disbelief almost on the phone because I'll tell you honestly, it was hard for me to absorb the fact that my brother really could surrender his life to Jesus because he runs from me and George when he sees us. He doesn't run from us, but he doesn't want to go there with me and George. We've tried to talk to him about the Lord. And he didn't stay at home. He wasn't at home last night. But this man that had talked to him and prayed with him, he went back to Fort Worth, and I know y'all all know where Fort Worth is at. He stops. He gets my brother a Bible. He gets him a book on Alcohol Anonymous. He gets him a book called The Words Written in Red by a man who is in the ministry business. And he got him a daily devotional called Jesus Calling. He went home to his home in Fort Worth. He wrote and highlighted everything that was in his book into my brother's books. He went to bed. He woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, got in his car, and drove to Jayton, Texas. And I don't know if anybody can tell us how many miles that is, but it's a lot of miles. He calls information and gets the phone number to the Jayton Baptist Church and calls that parsonage at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I know Rory would answer his phone at 6 o'clock in the morning, but Nate answered his phone and visited with this Eddie until he nearly got to Jayton, Texas. We come to Sunday school. Eddie calls me and he says, "Your brother's on his way here. And that was one of the things that was a God divine thing. He got my brother's phone number, but he flipped two numbers, which is something I would do. But when he couldn't get a hold of him, that drove him to get in the car and drive here this morning. And he said, God knew that talking to him on the phone wasn't going to be the way to do it. I had to come to Jayton and be here. When my brother walks into the house at my mom's house, which is a little after 11, George and I leave here and we head to Jayton. Y'all have to understand that my brother hardly ever looks at me in the eyes because he has shame for the way he's lived his life. And we just pray for him and we loved him because that's all I could do. I couldn't, you can't lead a person to the Lord. They have to want to come to the Lord. And my brother came in and he hugged me and he says, I'm sorry for all the times that I ran from you and I didn't want to talk to you. He had shame, but he looked me in the eyes because he had finally realized what the Lord could do for him. So Eddie sits him down and he says, you know, my brother's in disbelief. He's bawling. He's crying. He looks at George and he's like, all these years y'all have tried to talk to me and I didn't listen to you. Eddie tells him, okay, Ed, you did the hard part yesterday. It's really the easy part, but it's the hard part in some ways for people who have struggled with sin. He says, but I'm telling you, I come here today because when we accept the Lord into our heart, we make a profession and we go before people and we let them know that we've asked the Lord into our hearts. He said, it does not get you, it does not save you, it does not wash you, it does nothing. Even the sinner on the cross, while Jesus was being baptized, he didn't get down from that cross and get baptized. He went to heaven that day. Baptism does not save you. Asking Jesus into your heart saves you. But Eddie felt the responsibility to let him know that you have to profess the Lord to the public, to the people. And my brother looked at him and he says, well, I don't have any other choice. Let's go. And so we went to the Jayton church as they were about to dismiss Sunday morning service. And my brother got up in front of that church and said just what I said earlier about. He sat in the parking lot in front of other people while they were drinking and carrying on. And he bowed his head and he asked the Lord into his heart. And he professed the Lord was his Savior. And you guys, if you know, we go through times in life when we think, is the Lord listening to our prayers? Wednesday night, I shared something with Rory about, you know, sometimes we just have to walk through life and say the Lord loves us, or the Lord loves this person that we're praying for. He loves them more than we love them. But times like this is what renews our faith and renews our spirit to believe God is very much alive, boys and girls, and God is answering prayers. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. God can do anything he wants to. So I thank y'all for prayer.